This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, part two, coming up, part two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Reactive Gunworks, where the unstockable is in stock. We had a very bad attack in Brussels. It was actually a series of attacks that seemed to have used IEDs. And there are those that are saying they may have used firearms as well, although I haven't heard enough reports about it really to know what happened. We're still finding all this out. This attack took place 4 days after the primary suspect in the November Paris attacks was arrested. And they're reporting at least 28 known dead in the attacks coming from. Who's this coming from? Who's putting this out there? Doesn't say. Somebody's putting this out there. News media's putting this out there. The first two explosions rocked the departure hall at the Brussels airport shortly after 8 a.m. local time, 3 a.m. Eastern time. Witnesses said the Associated Press, or told the Associated Press, that one occurred at an excess baggage payment counter, the other near a Starbucks cafe. Reuters, citing the Belgian news agency, reported that shots were fired and shouting in Arabic was heard before the explosions. Zach Malzahn, or Malzahn, who arrived on a flight from Geneva about 10 minutes before the first blast, told BFM television that the second louder explosion brought down ceilings and ruptured pipes, mixing water with blood from victims. He said it was atrocious. The ceilings collapsed. There was blood everywhere, injured people, bags everywhere. We were walking in the debris. It was a war scene. About 80 minutes after the airport blast, another explosion was reported on a train that was stopped at the Malbeek subway station, not far from the headquarters of the European Union. Rescue workers set up a makeshift treatment center in a local pub. Dazed and shocked morning travelers streamed from the metro entrances as police tried to set up a security cordon. I'll tell you one thing. One of the biggest reasons we don't have this kind of attack happening here on a regular basis is because we are surrounded by oceans. And they can get to European countries. They can get to European countries because, you know, landmass. But not so here. Now, what does this tell us about our role? What do we need to do in the event we're involved in one of these things? Even if you're not going to carry a gun, which, you know, this we're talking about airports here. For some reason, travel hubs have become de facto gun-free zones. So they're attacking those. And maybe it would be a good idea to take a little tactical combat casualty care course somewhere. Those are the gold standards for dealing with a traumatic injury, which you would find in a place like this. And in a place where there's lots of clothes and baggage and everything, you can improvise and make dressings and bandages because it's not about how it looks as so much as it is about does it stop the bleeding. That's what you're really looking for. The best thing you could do would be to actually train in both, which I highly recommend. I don't think you should train to the degree of becoming a paramedic, okay? a chest decompression needle, a nasal airway? Maybe not. Maybe not. But you can do a lot of things. You can, you know, keep them out of shock, stop the breathing, or stop the bleeding, keep the breathing going. Yes, the breathing's good, bleeding bad. Do all of those things, and it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. And that would be good. That would be good. When you're dealing with someone, you know, if you don't have a CAT tourniquet, a combat applications tourniquet, fashion one. A belt will do. A belt will do. Because you're trying to... Tourniquets are really good for stopping arterial bleeding. Okay, so what you're thinking about here with a tourniquet, what you're probably looking at is an extremity, arm, leg. It's probably going to be, and you got to think close to the torso with a tourniquet in most cases. So if you're getting close to the torso, you strap that up and everything else, you stop the bleeding, save a life. And they're not going to lose their leg or their arm. That's not, you know, that has proven to be false, so that's not something you have to worry about. You can learn how and where to use gauze to pack specific kinds of wounds and when it is inappropriate and can cause complications. Learn how to use occlusive seals and clear airways. Do the best you can to keep people alive until EMTs arrive. That's all anyone can ever ask of you. An occlusive seal. In the event that you find somebody with a puncture in the chest, if they have bubbly, frothy blood coming out of it, they have a sucking chest wound. The only way to stop this and maybe stop the damage from coming is you're going to need to turn them on one side. It's going to depend on where the injury is. And you're going to need to use an occlusive seal, which is going to seal the air from getting in and out of there. You do not want it to be a sucking chest wound. Sucking chest wounds are very serious. I've seen one up very close. They're over with real quick if you don't do something about them. It wouldn't take anybody long to learn these very basic skills, and you're more likely to run across a scenario where these skills, instead of your shooting skills, would more likely save a life. Think somebody choking in a restaurant. Think somebody falling down the flight of stairs in a car accident. We get presented with these things all the time. Having this kind of skill is... You want this kind of skill. If you're carrying a gun and you don't have this kind of skill, you're missing the boat, because I have this kind of skill. I trained in the military with this. Most of the stuff that I learned how to do, some of it has changed. Like I used hemostatic gauze for the first time the other day, and that was an eye-opener. But it's, you know, once I did it, it was good to go. It was good to go, because if I carry a gun in the thought that I may have to get in a gunfight to save my own life, that may mean that in the process of the gunfight, somebody means something to me, get shot, or maybe somebody that I don't know, just some innocent person, get shot. And so I carry a personal trauma kit on me, a field grade Dark Angel pocket doc trauma kit, and this will handle most anything I might run into. And that's, you know, it's the new groovy, it's the new sexy. Kerry Davis doesn't think it's sexy, or people tell him they don't think it's sexy. I think it's sexy to learn how to save a life. It's just at least as sexy as carrying a gun or shooting a gun. It is. I've been noticing something, and we're going to talk about this when we get back, coming up on the first break, that it bothers me. It bothers me a great deal. Now, I want to preface all of this by saying I'm not an instructor, okay? I was a training non-commissioned officer when I was in the military, but I am not a NRA certified instructor by any stretch of the imagination, nor in the next segment am I going to try to lead you to believe that I am. However, I have seen enough of this look at me, look at me, look at me stuff to realize that there's a lot of people out there talking just for the sake of doing it. And what they may do, the whole thing about pistol craft is a rhythm. You get into a rhythm. You get into a ritual of things that you do. One of the rituals needs to be the four rules, of course, but there's ways to, you know, apply those rules. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
MC Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. ATC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An ATC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Okay. I know a great many people I would term to be experts when it comes to pistol craft. And this is what I'm talking about is pistol craft. I'm not talking about handling or any of these other things. And I see these videos on YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube video because I'm very interested in creating video content. And my dog is barking in the back. Can you hear that, Ben? Okay, thank God. Anyway, I watch a lot of it because that kind of content interests me. So I watch the way these people put this stuff up. And some of the stuff that they put, like I've seen extensive, many, many videos out there all over whether you should slingshot the slide closed on a semi-automatic or use the slide release. Now, me personally, I do both, and it's all based upon my preference at the time, what I'm doing at the time. Sometimes one is as good as the other. Now, the reason that they recommend that people slingshot it, which is grabbing a slide and running it back from the lock position and then letting it go so it goes back into battery, is that that works with every semi-automatic gun out there, okay? So if you're out there during the zombie apocalypse and you happen to pick up a gun that you have to run and get into battery, maybe slingshotting it is the way to go. However, I don't pick up anybody's gun and shoot it. And every gun that I own, which is, well, the Glocks that I own, they all have one characteristic. They all have been worked over by agency, and they all have an extended slide release. So that extended slide release gives me an easier time, a more sure time of dropping that, even with gloves on. Even with gloves on. So does it matter? And is this something where we take somebody? One of my favorite stories of all time was when Hank Aaron was coming up, when he was discovered, when he was signed to a minor league team. As a right-handed batter, originally his natural style of batting was to have his left hand over his right hand, which is the way a left-handed batter would have his hand. And he could, I mean, Hank Aaron was a very wiry young man, very strong, very, you know, small and unassumingly strong. And fast. He was fast. He had quick bat speed. So he was basically backhanding the ball. And all of the major league scouts that looked at him were afraid that one day he would catch a ball on the inside elbow because it was up high. Now, I don't think moving it one fist length below the other fist ever made that any different. And Hank Aaron, having his batting style, his original natural batting style altered, still hit 755 home runs. What would he have done if they'd left him alone? If the expert opinions and the traditional way had not been introduced to him, would he have hit 800 or 850 home runs? I don't know. But what I'm saying is that if you're observing all four rules of pistol craft, okay, if you're observing those four rules, whether you slingshot the slide or use the slide release doesn't matter. What matters is how fast can you get the reload done and get the gun back into battery and back in business, back in the fight. And if you can do it slingshotting it, do it with the slingshot. If you can do it dropping, you know, manipulating the slide release, do it that way. And if an instructor tries to tell you different, ignore him. That's one thing about classes is that I'm looking for something I don't know how to do. And I will listen. I listen to every instructor I go to. But if it's something that is going to hinder, I'm looking for something to enhance. I'm not looking for something to slow me down. I'm looking for speed and accuracy. Now, the other thing. For some reason, press checking on a semi-automatic pistol is that's a big topic to make video about. When I say a press check or a brass check, if you will, this is where you're running the slide partially back and you're looking for a piece of brass in that chamber indicating that the gun is loaded. Now, I have seen plenty of people who say this serves no purpose. It's dumb, it's stupid, it's this, it's that. I doubt they've ever shot somebody, though. I doubt they've ever shot somebody with what they thought was an empty gun, which I have done. And it wouldn't have mattered because this was a revolver that I used, but since I only carry semi-autos now, right now, the gun that I have right here, I know has a round in the chamber. But before I would take it and put it in back in my holster, I'm going to press check it. And I don't care what anybody says. When I press check it, my finger will be indexing on the side right here. That's a safe thing. I will be pointing in a safe direction. All I need is to see 1/10 of the brass. And then the next thing I need to do is make sure that it goes back into battery to where it is once again a dangerous gun. There are people that will say, well, they don't know what they were doing when they ran that round. Well, no, it's not about if they knew what they were doing or if they, you know, it has to do with memory. It has to do with double checking. The Israelis, even when they draw their all of their weapons, they carry with the unloaded chamber. So every time they pick up a handgun, even if they disarm somebody with it, they're going to run the slide as a matter of habit. And getting into those habits and training with these habits is what makes them fast. And they are fast. Their method is a little awkward to look at. And, you know, they're sticking the gun out in front and turning it sideways so that they can get a good grip on the slide and running it out while holding on to the slide and then following that with that other support hand. But they do it. They've trained this way, and they've done it, and this is the way they work. I just don't understand. I, myself, am not an expert. But I know enough to know when something matters versus when it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if you're running the slide forward with the slide release, or slingshotting it. It doesn't matter if you're brass checking it to see if it's got a round in the chamber. That kind of stuff is dumb, but there's a lot of people making video out there trying to make people feel as if they don't know what they're doing some way for, you know, somebody were to say, that's dumb what you're doing there. I'm just going to say, okay, if you say so. But doing it anyway. God bless America. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly. and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
From the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday night. Yes, yes, yes. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the bills for availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Now, whatever you may think about the Trump... His campaign has done us a little bit of a service because it has exposed the underbelly of a decaying establishment whose repudiation by you may be at hand. If it is, it is long overdue. Now, according to the New York Times, super PACs of Trump's GOP rivals, including PACs of candidates who have dropped out, are raising and spending millions to destroy the probable nominee. What are the goals of the anti-Trump conspirators? They want to manipulate the rules and steal the nomination in Cleveland. Failing that, they want to pull out all the stops and torpedo any Trump-led ticket in the fall. Then blame Trump and his followers for the defeat, pick up the pieces, and posture as saviors of the party they have betrayed. This is the vindictiveness of the First Order. There's another term for this. There's another term for this type of mechanism in place. That is called Cloward and Piven. I don't know if you'll ever hear this anywhere else. Cloward and Piven and the Republican Party have a lot in common right now. Cloward and Piven was designed to take the capitalist system, overrun it, make it, get it to the point where it collapses. put it in a position where it just can't keep up just because of the sheer speed of the onslaught. And then when from the ashes of that failed capitalist system that has been attacked with the intention of making it fail, from that we would emerge with socialism or communism. That's what Cloward and Piven was. So once again, let me tell you what their plan is. They want to blame, they want to pull out all the stops and have President Hillary Clinton. Then they will blame Trump and his followers for the loss and the coronation of President Hillary Clinton. They want to pick up the pieces and posture as saviors of the party. This is Cloward and Piven. Now, last week came reports on another closed conclave of the Never Trump cabal at the Army Navy Club in D.C. Apparently, William Crystal circulated a memo detailing how to rob Trump of the nomination, even if he finished first in states, votes, and delegates. Should Trump win on the first ballot, Crystal's fallback position is to create a third party and recruit a conservative to run as its nominee. The purpose here is to have this rump party siphon off enough conservative votes to sink Trump and give the presidency to Hillary Rodham Clinton, whose policies are more congenial to the neocons and to William Crystal's Weekly Standard. This gives them something to write about, you see. Now, among the candidates that he's reportedly proposing are ex-Governor Rick Perry of Texas and former Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, who are both semi-respective conservatives. Respected. And Crystal contends that a third-party conservative candidate can win. Now, I like Rick Perry, but Rick Perry can't campaign to save his life, not on the national stage. His poll numbers were so low that he dropped out of the race last September without winning a single primary caucus or even a delegate, not one delegate. And somehow, should Trump become the nominee, he's going to be put up in place and going to win and beat Trump. It is believed by Crystal that the Trump and Perry would split the conservative vote in the Lone Star State and deliver its 36 electoral votes to Clinton, thus assuring a second Clinton presidency. Now let me ask you a question. These Tom Coburn, do these guys want this on their legacy as part of their legacy? You were part of the deception. You were part of the straw man. You were the straw man. I've seen this kind of game play before. How would this advance the causes of Tom Coburn, who has been he's been a staunch conservative and he's been devoted to what he's been doing all of his public life. If the supreme imperative for Crystal and for these never Trump quote unquote conservatives is to defeat them, they have to become de facto allies of George Soros and MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter and Occupy Wall Street and the party of, you know, Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer, and Hillary Clinton. Now, if they do this, and I haven't even gotten to the punchline yet, but if the oligarchs and the neocons and Trump voters, having failed to stop him in Cleveland, collude to destroy the GOP ticket in the fall, they would have a chance of succeeding, and Clinton's super PACs would surely be delighted to contribute to that cause. But then again, what will they have accomplished? If I were to get word that this party, this Republican group of disruptors, got out there because this wasn't going the way they thought it was supposed to go, because the rubes, as apparently they view us, voted in a way that they didn't want it to be voted for, they're going to have big problems, especially going forward. They're going to have big problems. They think the Republicans who stay loyal to the ticket will not see them for the selfish rule or ruin wrecking crew they have become. They think if a Trump-led ticket is defeated, they will be restored to the positions of power and preeminence that a majority of their fellow Republicans have voted to strip away from them. Their time is up. It's over. Their pertinence, Their influence is done because all they do is sit around and talk about nothing in particular. Watching some of these Republicans is like watching an episode of Seinfeld. Lots of talking. Nothing coming from them. The Beltway has two choices. It can or cannot come to terms with reality. On the Republican side, it has not only lost the country, it has lost the party. It is not only these elites themselves who have been repudiated. It's their ideas and their agenda. The agenda of the status quo. This works. Let's just keep on doing it. You can have a turn, then we'll have a turn. Then you can have a turn, and we'll have a turn. And nobody need be the wiser. Well, it's caught up to you, fellas. Sorry. The liberal side, you've been playing the liberal game, and the liberal side is happy to watch their heroes stay in office. Respected and have influence and stuff like that. That's not happening with you. In a lot of ways, the liberal side, as far as the honesty about getting out there and saying, we want to take all the money, we want to be in charge, we want to run your lives, which is essentially their message, is more honest than getting out there and saying, well, we're the party of Lincoln, we're for small government, we're for this, we're for that. All the while, you can hear the glass clinking, the eyes clinking in the glass as they toast each other, Republican and Democrat alike, after the C-SPAN cameras are turned off. And we're sitting around, you know, holding the bag for their folly. The American people want their borders secured. One guy's articulated that. The invasion stopped. One guy's articulated that. The manufacturing plants brought back. And an end to the conscription of our best and bravest to fight wars dreamed up in a tax-exempt think tank of neoconservatives. You're going to send me somewhere to fight? Let me go somewhere that it matters. We'll see you later, clowns. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. For the past 7 years, we've been, well, for the past very, seems like a long time, we've been enduring in the struggle to preserve, protect, and defend the right to keep and bear arms. They're the words, and those are the words in the oath of that the president swears to take office, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. So when the person currently in the White House picks a judge for the U.S. Supreme Court, one who voted to overturn a case that protected the nation's right to arms, and the media and the White House call a candidate moderate, now we're drowning in mythology. And we'll leave that self-evident malarkey right there. But when you're out there thinking about cataloging myths, you should look at all of them. And one thing you can do this, as they keep trying to bring up these myths, you can slow them down, keep them from throwing new ones at us, by starting to catalog solutions, gun laws and policies that would really help. Now remember, the left can't pass any common sense gun legislation because they aren't proposing any. Like what? How about a gun burger bill? What's that? And how about the great model laws already posted at gunlaws.com and elsewhere? And guns 101 laws and gun education funding and anti-gun tax improvements and unilateral background checks, 911 limited immunity laws, and comitatus clauses for all laws. Now, the fact that you don't know what half of that stuff is reflects the miserable state of affairs in newsrooms nationwide. They're keeping you totally in the dark. All you get is guns are bad, criminal acts, and gore on television. Now, what's a good gun myth to look at? How about the armed teacher myth? Here, your left-wing hoplophobes are keeping our nation's schools in mortal peril by loudly, illogically, and immorally demanding that teachers be banned from their constitutional right to be armed. We're told to leave our children there, in their hands, and their hands are empty. They have nothing in them to defend our children with. These people that are teachers are tested and screened to the extent that the government is capable of doing. And the suggestion here is they're so totally incompetent they cannot safely bear arms. That's insulting. And it's also preposterous. It's psychological projection of the opposition's own fears. And it's a myth. Well, the teachers are worse than we dreamed, and they need replacing. We shouldn't be leaving our kids there, for sure, if they can't handle a gun. It could be not be more obvious that schools must be defensible without the delay caused if the nearest armed officials or police officers off somewhere. Whatever you ascribe recent school shootings to, the fact that they now occur and never did when we were growing up, it needs a solution now. The idea that teachers are forced to go about gunless, disarmed, at the threat of arrest and dismissal. This is a violation of our human rights, and it's astonishing that the media is not shouting this from the rooftops with huge public support. But the mythical part is the hardest to understand. Utah has armed its teachers since 2008. Wilbarger County, Texas, 2007. 18 states have programs in place for armed educators. Alabama, California has this in place. Connecticut, Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland. All these states, Maryland, yeah, or Massachusetts. I can never get that right. So, and they have teachers with guns in these places. And guess what? There's been no psychotic and accidental mayhem that has ensued. The fear was mythical. It was a fabrication, just like the paranoid delusions these same untreated hoplophobes burden us with when CCW laws were enacted in all 50 states. It is well past time to single out the naysayers and the myth purveyors, help them with interventions and counseling, and get on with the process of training and arming the staff where we leave our children. Arm the staff. Train the staff. Stop the lunatics from stopping reasonable, common sense gun safety laws like arming teachers. I'm not worried. If we had teachers armed, those lunatics that go in there and shoot up the schools won't go. Put up the signs. It won't even happen. Everybody come back to me in a couple of years and let's see how many shootings happen in certain parts of Arkansas where they've got signs up saying, don't come in here, the staff's armed and we'll kill you. Come back and tell me about it in a couple of years. Come tell me about something's happened in Utah. Then there's the guns are germs myth. Some of these myths die because it's obvious they're inane. And for a long while out there, doctors who should be paragons of scientific virtue, not like, by the way, Dr. John Adine in the chat room, but the other types of doctors were proliferating abject nonsense in a very spurious paradigm to pretend that guns were part of their practice of medicine. To make this seem palatable, I guess to them, they drew up a model where guns are germs. Ownership of guns is a disease, and the gun culture is an epidemic. I tried very hard, and I've read this three different times and tried not to laugh, and I wasn't able to do it any of those times. Actual medical journals publish articles proposing political agenda straight out of the Brady Bloomberg anti-right campaign. They lack balance. They display little understanding of the issue. And you've got real doctors with medical degrees propose non-medical propaganda for gun confiscation. So you need a thesaurus to find enough sufficiently ridiculous adjectives to describe the pseudo-medical constructs. People like Gary Slutkin, a University of Chicago epidemiologist, formed Cure Violence, a group treating violence as a contagion. We need to understand that this is a biological health matter and an epidemiologic process. Doctors took this serious. I laugh at this because now I talk to some of the doctors for responsible gun ownership, and listening to these yahoos, it's funny. It's funny. Dr. Timothy Wheeler of the DRGO said doctors who give their patients advice on guns, which is typically anti-gun rights and disarmament advice, are committing boundary violations. He's basically saying it's above their pay grade. I don't go to a doctor to get my moral compass reset. I go to a doctor because my knee hurts or my hands hurt or I can't see real well or something. I go there with some sort of physiological symptom. And whether or not I carry a gun, own a gun, like guns, whatever it is, it's none of his damn business. It's no more his business than him saying, what kind of wheels you got on your car? What kind of this have you got? What kind of that have you got? Shut up, man. Take my copay and fix me, or you're going to need a doctor. With very few exceptions. And I mean, I know of a lot of doctors that carry guns. And these guys, and you don't ever hear them making a lot of noise except for the DRGO, who's trying to, they're out there sort of standing alone in the middle of a field of tornadoes. Doctors are, for the most part, completely unqualified to practice firearm advice. And they're typically promoting political agendas they picked up from hate groups. And then they're just acting as minor birds. They're just repeating noise. They don't even know what they're talking about. You know, if I want to, you know, Dr. John's got a couple of handguns I like. I know he knows how to use them. I'd listen to his advice, but he's not going to be saying, well, do you own a gun? Well, you know, that leads to violence. These guys are listening to a bunch of groups that want the public disarmed and have little or no understanding of the rights underlying gun ownership, possession, and or use. And that's problematic. That's problematic that we sit there and we put our hands together and sway and sing kumbaya and say to ourselves, well, Dr. So-and-so said it, so it must be so. Well, what did you go to see Dr. So-and-so for? Oh, yeah, my arm. Well, did he fix that? No, but we got to get rid of all the guns. They lead to violence. Remember this. This is the kind of thing. This is where you get out there and think that Easter is about a giant bunny rabbit bringing chocolate eggs to commemorate the resurrection of Christ. That's what it's about. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.